Security Council resolution calling for a pause to the fighting, saying that it had emboldened Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. The Dow had 104 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 52 points. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not quite done with the risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm yet, but improvement later on this afternoon. It's still breezy today. Winds gusting as high as 30 to 35 miles per hour. High temperature up to about 71. We should be drying out, mostly cloudy tonight. I've got us at 53 for the overnight low. Nice day tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Then upper 60s on Thursday. And that's going to lead to a really nice Easter weekend, 72 on Good Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
1819 News.
This week, an international event is underway in Huntsville. The Association of the U.S. Army is holding its global symposium at the Von Braun Center until this Wednesday. Technological expertise will be showcased for those within military service and leadership. AUSA says this event is to create synergy between industry partners and the defense industrialized base in order to move towards modernization of the U.S. Army and become a multi-domain capable force. There will be 200 exhibits at this event, and around 6,000 attendees are expected to be there. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A former police officer in Decatur has filed a motion to dismiss the federal lawsuit filed against him for the death of Steve Perkins in September of 2023. Mac Marquette was one of the four officers responding to activity at Perkins' home regarding the repossession of one of his vehicles. The Perkins family has filed a federal civil lawsuit against Marquette for depriving Perkins of his federal right and shooting him. The motion from Marquette's lawyer says this cannot be proven and should therefore be dismissed. Comedian Tom Segura is coming to Alabama in the fall of this year. Segura will perform at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater in Tuscaloosa on August 30th. Segura and his wife are part of a comedy podcast called Your Mom's House, which has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. Tickets for the performance go on sale this Friday. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Damming politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into the program on a rainy afternoon here in Montgomery, Alabama. But I appreciate all of y'all on the YouTube channel as well as on the Axe platform for joining in on the show. So much to get to today, but as is tradition, probably my favorite part of the week, we have the one, the only Judge Andrew Napolitano over the stream. Judge, how are you, sir?
I'm very fine, thank you, and you're very generous to conclude that this is one of your favorite times of the week. It is also for me.
Amen. Well, it's good. Mutual admiration society here. Breaking news that came this morning, I don't know if you had time to look over it. Both the New York Times and Wall Street Journal reporting that the Supreme Court appears skeptical of a bid to curtail abortion pill access. Have you had any chance to look at this?
Well, what I have looked at are the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, CNN summaries of the oral arguments, and it's not very optimistic if you believe that the court meant what it said. In the Dobbs case, said the feds can have nothing to do with abortion, that it is a medical issue or a criminal issue or both. And both of those areas have been reserved by the Constitution to the states. Now comes this issue of whether or not the Food and Drug Administration can authorize the use of an abortion pill self-administered with a prescription in states that have prohibited abortion. Seems pretty clear to me that the Food and Drug Administration cannot do that under Dobbs. Oh, but not today. The Republicans on the Supreme Court worried that their votes might help Joe Biden are abandoning their pro-life roots, it appears, and will allow people to get the pill. It will render the prohibitions on abortion in states like Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, Montana. It'll render them utterly moot and meaningless. Now, I should wait until the opinion comes out before I criticize it. They may very well decide the plaintiffs don't have standing. Their ox hasn't been gored. And so they're not going to rule at all. But I was extremely discomforted by the reports of the oral arguments this morning, including by the justice I admire the most and who was fiercely pro-life, Justice Neil Gorsuch. He sounded like Kamala Harris.
Right. And you just never know. You called, by the way, Brett Kavanaugh. I remember you were, I believe, on Fox saying, don't go with this guy.
Justice Kavanaugh is a George W. Bush type conservative Republican. And I had warned Trump about that, and Trump's people had gotten those warnings from a number of other people, but he was determined to make the nomination. We all know what Kavanaugh went through. I don't think he should have gone through that. I felt right. Sorry for him. But nevertheless, he's on the court. Barrett and Justice Barrett and Justice Gorsuch are serious scholars of the law, intellectuals who believe in natural rights. I doubt that Justice Kavanaugh knows what that is.
Well, and we'll see what the court decides on this case and so many others. It seems like, are they more active than usual, or is it just because the court is so conservative-leaning that now more and more things seem to be up for overturning and changing a precedent?
There was a time when the court compromised more than it does now. And now that the conservatives have the 6-3 block, they don't have to compromise. But I just don't get what happened this morning. I just don't, unless it's politics, I don't get it. They made it crystal clear in Dobbs. The feds have no say in abortion. They're going to invite Congress to start writing regulations, either permitting abortion or restricting it, however you want to look at it. Even though under Dobbs, it says exclusively a state issue. It's the exact same court that ruled on Dobbs. There is the substitution of Justice Jackson for Justice Breyer, but their views are the same. How they could flip like this and suddenly find some federal right, I don't know. But we'll wait and see what they come up with.
And again, folks, we're talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano. You can always go to judgenap.com or check out his podcast, Judging Freedom, wherever podcasts are available. I tend to watch on YouTube myself. So we don't spend a lot of time on this today, but what do you make of the reduced bond for Trump in the property case there in New York?
Well, I thought the property judgment against him was one of the greatest acts of government theft in the modern era, maybe in the history of the government. There was no crime, there was no victim, there was no harm. Yet the government persuaded a judge that it, the state itself, somehow suffered because of what Trump's negotiations were with his lenders. The lenders got on the stand and said, you know, he did lowball us a little, highball us a little bit on the evaluations of these properties. Big deal. We sent our own appraisers in there. And an appraisal is a range, and our range and his range met each other. There was a confluence of the ranges. He didn't trick us. In fact, we were happy to lend money to him. He paid it back every nickel on time. We would lend to him again. And still, the judge bought this nonsense that somehow the state was harmed. So any reduction in the burden on him, I think, is a good thing. Where'd they come up with $175 million? The $454 million judgment consists of $164 million in ill-gotten gains and the rest in interest. So I guess they rounded off the $164 million to $175 and said, that's what you have to post. Now, he's not posting this money in order to perfect the appeal. He's posting this money to prevent the state from seizing his assets. Could you imagine if the state seized his assets, sold them, paid off the mortgages on them, paid itself the $500 million in judgment, gave the rest back to Trump, and then the case was reversed on appeal? Well, that would be catastrophic for everybody. The appellate court wisely reduced the bond needed to stop the execution of the judgment to an amount that he can make. It's still a lot of money. It's either going to put $175 million in cash and securities in the state's hand, or in the court's hands, or he's going to get an insurance policy naming the court as the beneficiary, which will guarantee the payment of the $175 million if the appeal fails. Now, if the appeal fails and he doesn't have the $454 million, it'll be over $500 million by the time the appeal is heard. What does he do then? That's for the state to figure out.
Well, and as you told me last week, too, they have this independent monitor over the Trump Organization. So in certain ways, he's come up with, I think, new strategies with True Social going public and whatnot. But it seems like the Trump Organization kind of has their hands tied to at the same time as they're being asked to pay all this money.
They do. They do have their hands tied. I mean, they're still developing buildings, as far as I know, and they're still managing these buildings. But they can't do anything that incurs a debt in excess of $5 million without the monitor's approval. So she's not approving day to day. Oh, there's a window broken there. Let's put the money out and buy the glass to fix it. She's not approving things like that. Her threshold of approval is not met until the bill is $5 million.
Well, we'll see where that goes.
These are unbelievable numbers, Joey, that we're throwing around, but that's what it's like when you're in Trump's position of having developed, sold off, but still managing these skyscrapers.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane numbers, and I agree with you completely. This is, I think both agree the government is a gang of thieves writ large, but this is very thuggish, almost gangsterous behavior on their part.
I don't know who. I was having a conversation with Gerald Salenti, who runs a very libertarian website, and somebody took snippets of what I said and made it sound like it was one continuous talk and put it on YouTube. We posted it on Judging Freedom. It is a pretty interesting and succinct explanation of exactly what the hell happened to him and the nonsense that the state offered and that the court accepted.
Now, shifting gears here, in a second I want to get to the freedom of speech and this whole misinformation, disinformation, malinformation infrastructure the government's putting up, and particularly they're now focusing on TikTok. But first, I have to ask you about Julian Assange, because today he might learn if he can, appeal the extradition to the United States. The UK High Court's going to make that decision. But why should Julian Assange be pardoned?
Well, I'd have to modify the question to why should Julian Assange be prosecuted? He shouldn't have been prosecuted in the first place. The Obama administration recognized that his behavior was protected by the Pentagon Papers case. It prosecuted Chelsea Manning, who stole these documents. His name was Bradley Manning at the time. He was convicted and sentenced to 45 years in jail, and then President Obama commuted the sentence. The Trump administration decided to prosecute Julian Assange. I attempted to dissuade the president from the prosecution. I failed. I then attempted to persuade the president to pardon him. I thought I had succeeded, but then other people changed his mind. He should not have been prosecuted, or having been prosecuted, he should be pardoned because his behavior was 100% protected by the First Amendment. That's not according to me. That's according to the Pentagon Papers case. I can go through the facts of the Pentagon Papers case, but it is basically that the news media is immune from civil and criminal liability for revealing something that is newsworthy, no matter what it is and no matter how they get it. The High Court did rule in London this morning. It rejected about 90% of his appeal, but it did say to the U.S., you will have to guarantee that his First Amendment rights will be respected as if he were an American citizen. Now, I don't know how the U.S. can guarantee that, because a guarantee of that would mean a dismissal of the indictment.
Oh, well.
If they don't guarantee that in 10 days, I'm sure they will, or attempt to, and I don't know how the DOJ could guarantee what's going to happen in a courtroom. It can't. But if they don't guarantee that, then the appeal will go forward to the highest court in Britain again, or to the European Court of Criminal Appeals in Strasbourg, France. If it gets there, it is extremely unlikely that he would be extradited.
Well, we shall see, because I look at the case of Julian Assange, and it seems like it's part of the larger trend that I'm at least noticing reading, say, historically. It seems like there was this high watermark in the 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, where free speech was all the rage. The ACLU would defend it to the hilt, the left. And anybody who describes himself as a liberal, classical liberal libertarian would defend free speech. But it seems as new technology has allowed things like TikTok and now Elon Musk's Twitter, or folks just make in-runs around, say, the few big corporate networks that, would speak as they wanted to, but there's only so many seats on those positions, so you can kind of control the information that way. But now that people are actually freer because of technology, it seems the freedom of speech isn't as respected as much by the government. So they come up with a non-state intelligence actor to describe Julian Assange, which is just absurd on its face. And now they're coming up with all these excuses on how we need to regulate something like TikTok. And I'm of the humble opinion it won't stop at TikTok. So what do you make of this latest push to essentially rebrand free speech as misinformation, disinformation, malinformation?
Well, George Orwell exposed the one of many theories of totalitarianism. You know, one is if you want to eliminate a group of people, call them by a different name, call them a fetus in the womb, or call them subhuman, as some Israeli ministers are calling the Palestinians. If you want to suppress speech, well, don't call it speech, call it misinformation. The House of Representatives, led by our Republican friends, voted to ban TikTok. This is an assault, a direct assault on the First Amendment. Why do they want to ban TikTok? Well, they're worried that TikTok, the owners of TikTok, a company called ByteDance, B-Y-T-E Dance, are close to members of the Chinese Communist Party, which of course runs China. And so they're worried that TikTok will be used to spy on their American users. And they're also worried that TikTok will use its algorithms to push up stories that the Chinese want the Americans to see and suppress stories that the Chinese don't want the Americans to see. So in my column last week, I had a little bit of fun. A columnist called, "Can Congress Ban TikTok?" In my view, the answer is no, morally and constitutionally, because the federal government itself already does exactly what it claims it fears the Chinese will do. Every keystroke on every mobile device or desktop captured by the feds. Every piece of information transmitted into, out of, or within the United States on fiber optic cable captured, spied on by the feds. Last week, the feds told the Supreme Court in the case where the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana sued to stop the feds from pressuring the Department of Homeland and stop the Department of Homeland Security from pressuring big tech to push up stories that they liked and suppress stories they didn't. The federal government actually told the court that they needed to enter the marketplace of ideas to rid it of misinformation. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. The whole purpose of the First Amendment is to keep the government out of the business of speech, totally and completely out of the business of speech. We can say what we can think as we wish and say what we think and read what we want from any source we want and publish what we want, period. No exceptions, no government involvement. You wouldn't know that if you listened to the speeches by Republicans and some Democrats on the floor of the House of Representatives. The only one who opposed all this, it hasn't gotten to the Senate yet, the only one who opposed this eloquently and articulately is Congressman, no surprise, Thomas Massie of Kentucky.
He was the Maya canary in the coal mine on this one especially, though I've gotten wise to this. You've seen it over and over again where, oh, this is just for Al-Qaeda. This is just for ISIS. And it's all these tools, even the so-called color revolutions and working up civil society through the State Department, whether in Egypt or Ukraine. All these tools have been brought back home and are now being used. So I just don't buy, you know, what Dan Crenshaw getting up there and talking about how bad China is. It just doesn't scare me. I don't believe him anymore, Judge. Is the
right. Same here. What they really don't do is they don't trust the American public to make up their own minds. When they told the Supreme Court, this is a DOJ lawyer justifying the DHS. Sorry for all these three letters, but I think people know what I'm talking about. Department of Justice lawyer justifying the Department of Homeland Security going to third parties, big tech, and having them do what the government can't directly do, suppress the speech the government hates and fears, advance the speech that the government likes. In that oral argument, the DOJ lawyer acknowledged that the government wants to involve itself in the marketplace of ideas. I mean, if the Supreme Court allows this, they basically have violated their oaths to preserve, protect, and defend the First Amendment.
And, you know, one last thing. When I saw this awful terror attack in Moscow, which is going to just lead to more, I think, escalation and just more people dying on both sides of this fight, both belligerents, I remembered, well, I hate to be so light with it, but when we pulled out of Afghanistan, they said the threat of ISIS-K is still out there. And when ISIS-K is apparently taking responsibility for this, I'm like, wait. I thought ISIS-K was pig Latin for CIA. Like, this seems way too quick and buttoned up.
Within 55 minutes of the reports of this massacre, the State Department announced two things. One, it wasn't Iran. It wasn't Ukraine. Pardon me. It wasn't Ukraine. And two, it was ISIS-K. These two statements are unknowable at that point in time, but that's the nonsense that the State Department expected us to believe. ISIS-K is a creation of the CIA. You're exactly correct. So if it was ISIS-K, CIA knew about it. My intelligence people are telling me CIA, MI6 all knew about this, either helped in the planning or were indifferent to it. Either way, it's an act of war. An act of war, the United States against Russia, by facilitating or looking the other way for this kind of slaughter. If these jihadists had been true jihadists, they wouldn't have run away. They believe in martyrdom at the scene. They would have waited for the police to kill them. They ran away. They were caught. They were tortured brutally and medievally. Three of them have already pleaded guilty, but they're probably revealing information to help the Russians track down who was behind this. They were, in their race to leave the Moscow area, chased by Moscow police, talking to colleagues in Ukraine who had opened up some passageway for them at the border so that they wouldn't have to stop at the border.
Well, I just hope we keep the nuclear genie in the bottle. Annie Jacobson just did a great interview with Lex Fridman. Her new book is called simply, I think, Nuclear War. And it is a chilling reminder of how bad this could be and how close we've come in the past. I recommend that book to you, to anybody. Go watch the interview. Everybody needs to be reminded of what sort of fire, literal fire and fury we're playing with here.
Well, look, I just did an interview with the great Professor Jeffrey Sachs. He was in Beijing. We had a few problems with the connection, but we spoke for about 25 minutes. The United States and Russia have zero diplomacy, not minimal, zero. How bad is that? They have enough weapons to destroy the world. We have enough weapons to destroy the world. And we don't talk to each other. Instead, Joe Biden calls the president of Russia an SOB who should be removed from power. What kind of a way is this to talk to the first or second most powerful person on the planet?
Well, and on that happy note, I always appreciate the time. We've gone long today. So thank you so much for the time, Judge. And until next week, appreciate you.
Sir. You got it, my man. All the best. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter.
My column coming out Thursday is taking, you'll get it later today because you always get it early, Taking Easter Seriously.
I'll have to possibly read that on Thursday or Friday. Appreciate you, sir.
All the best, my man.
Again, folks, that's Judge Andrew Napolitano. Always wonderful having him here on the program. 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the conversations we're having here today. Now, I believe at 2 o'clock, we will have Caroline Dobson, who is, of course, candidate for Congress, running for Congress in the brand new District 2 here in Alabama. And look forward to talking to Caroline. It should be a pretty competitive race, in my humble opinion. A very competitive race indeed. But we also have, well, more scenes, more imagery from the scene of the Francis Scott Key Bridge there in Baltimore. I know Greg Budell posted what happened, how the ship lost power, massive cargo ship lost power. It came back on, generators hit, they go out again, and they're completely losing control. If you don't have the power to steer a vessel that large, it's going to go where it's going to go. Hit a major pillar of that bridge, and it collapsed like Jenga. Well, you lose. It's not clear the exact death toll. A few cars, 10 plus is what I saw being reported, were thrown into the water. Again, death toll is not clear. I know there are a lot of statements being made by the mayor of Baltimore and so many others. There were a few heroes in this case who saw this coming, who stopped people, a lot of people from being on the bridge when this occurred. But this is the stuff of nightmares when you see what was thrown Baltimore's way. And it's another suggestion, too, that we're dropping the ball on a lot of the basics. A lot of major infrastructure continues to, well, not work. whether it's Boeing flights or this malfunction with this massive ship, and you got to wonder what's next. I do have to take this break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health, and they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, you know, fellas, as you get older, or might be young still, you could be still in your 20s, that is, in fact, young, could be in your 30s. I still like to think I'm fairly young. There are a lot of men walking around who don't realize low testosterone is what's causing them so many of their problems. What do I mean by problems? Well, symptoms include lack of energy, you're always tired, you're not really sleeping well, you're seeing a loss of muscle mass, even if you're going to the gym, you're seeing a decrease in sex drive, you just feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Well, that could very well be low testosterone. It's huge. If you know whether or not it's testosterone causing those issues, it'll help you combat those issues. So what you can do is go to the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. They'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. And you can actually book the same day that you call. That number for Montgomery Men's Health, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Be sure to tell them that Joey guy on the radio sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/My Lowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'll kiss off on the party. Let's just most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and heavy nice. My grip is always stuck.
It's our party money.
Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with a reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. Following yesterday's losses, Wall Street opened modestly higher this morning. Trump Media takes its place on the NASDAQ stock exchange today. Trump Media debuts with a stock price near $50 and a market value of roughly $6.8 billion. Common stock of Trump Media and Technology Group is trading under the ticker symbol DJT. China, working to become a major player in the EV marketplace, has filed a complaint at the World Trade Organization over U.S. subsidies for electric vehicles. Chinese electric vehicle makers are showcasing their latest models, including a flying car, as they take on global rivals at the Bangkok International Motor Show. Home prices continue to soar, hitting a new high in the month of January. That's according to the Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers is fading away quickly for most of us. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Temperatures today, upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine. 74 for a high on Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday. I've got us in the upper 60s with more sun. And then a beautiful Easter weekend forecast. Sunshine, 72. Good Friday. Upper 70s Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Diddler is on the loose. And yes, on Twitter, on the X platform, last night especially, the diddler, not the Riddler, the diddler was trending. Why? Because the home of Sean Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, the diddler, his home searched by federal officials. Sources said the music mogul is the subject of federal investigations after allegations involving sex trafficking, sexual assault, illegal narcotics, and firearms. Ooh, and I hate to bring this up, but it is just true. There was one person at the beginning of 2024 who called this. Who called this all day, every day. You know who I'm talking about. Oh, you know.
Deviance is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is.
Cat Williams is a prophet, ladies and gentlemen. Well, say it again, Kat. Say it again.
Deviance is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is.
So Sean Diddy Combs is subject of a federal investigation amid a wave of lawsuits that have been filed against the rap music mogul since November. Now, when I first saw this, folks, I'm like, well, it could be that somebody was trying to just get a payday. So, you know, maybe Diddy ain't a saint, but he wasn't doing the things alleged. And it was settled pretty darn quick. But again, you're starting to see more and more people around, say, the Hollywood, the entertainment scene. Especially the folks that had their heyday in the 90s into the early aughts. Do I need to mention that Nickelodeon documentary series that just came out on the dark side of Nick at Night and kids programming there on Nickelodeon? But three women and a man have been interviewed by federal officials in Manhattan in relation to allegations of sex trafficking, sexual assault, and the solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms. Interviews with three other subjects are also scheduled, according to a law enforcement source. Four law enforcement sources told NBC News that federal agents with Homeland Security investigations on Monday executed search warrants at Los Angeles and Miami properties belonging to Combs. The sources said the warrant is out of the Southern District of New York. Now, some folks said, you know, the diddler skipped town. The diddler got out of town. But apparently he did not flee the country. A lot of folks at first got this wrong. TMZ, of course, it's going to be TMZ, caught a video of him there in Miami, pacing around an airport. So the first video of Diddy after his homes were raided, the diddler was kind of just walking around. TMZ is told this shows Diddy pacing around outside a customs office there at the airport. And as you can see, he's not being detained by officers. But still,
Deviance is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is.
Don't matter. Don't matter. Watch yourself. Let's go to line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, sir. Or good evening. I keep getting so fine. Let me on him though. On Cat, there's something. But you remember, and he came out after. You remember the first person that came out and was booking everybody was Ice Cube. Remember?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
All right. Then it's Cat Williams. All right. Well, Tracy Morgan is the same way. And look, and Ricky Smiley, they made him cry. But see, where Cat Williams got everybody is the dress part. He keeps saying, "I ain't wearing a dress. I didn't wear a dress." But guess what? He played a gay man in 2008, and he's already won his car. He's already got his car white. Him and Ricky Smiley and Ice Cube, all of them was in a movie called First Sunday.
Okay.
He is playing this, and he knew what's coming because he is the part of it. He ain't no magic man. He knows what he did to get into the clique. He didn't have to wear a dress. He played a gay man back before it was cool. You know what I mean? Like,
you sure he just wasn't a pimp again?
Huh?
You sure he just wasn't a pimp in First Sunday?
Yeah, he played a gay man.
I hear you.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but He could have been, if he was a pimp, the video, the part I took, maybe I need to go watch the whole movie because I just took clips out.
It's just funny when somebody like calls this out and then you see in the news, okay, well, there's something to this.
So, yeah, he done his diligence. He didn't have to wear the dress, but and that's why he keeps hiking on that. And another person who, why we only these people who see so far out in the future, and that's Charleston White. And guess what? All the videos, I know you've seen him throwing. I'm telling this to all my people right now. How I watched them to catch this. Everybody in the world seen that video, I believe. If you ain't gonna watch the part where he throws the flowers at the dude, watch his partner come out from backstage. This is how black folks don't even trust each other. They had a setup, and he wouldn't even pay the man in the audience until he done that. Until he stood up, you'll see his partner come out the back and put money in the flower pot. He sticks the money in the flower pot. He throws the flower, hits the dude in the Lakers jersey. A big old black dude behind the dude in the Lakers jersey goes right to the flower pot. You watch the video good. He goes to the money. He don't go up there on stage with everybody else. And this y'all watch it with, y'all gotta watch this stuff with, like.
All right, Randall, we gotta rein it in here because I got a lot of calls rolling in.
So, just watch that part and you'll see where all these people they putting out in front of us, they done what they're supposed to do to make the next mark. Go watch the flower though,
now,
and you'll see what I'm talking
now,
about.
Now, Diddy isn't under arrest just yet, but it does seem like there are a lot of allegations being thrown around. And if the rumors about these massive parties with all sorts of stuff going down, who were the people at those parties?
Well, Casey was one of them. She sued him, and she won. That's what got this started. See, 50 right. Cent was another one he tried to take. I told you this yesterday, though, so I don't want to go back over. But, like, if you listen yesterday, you know what I'm saying. Like, but, right. But Casey sued him and won, and 50 Cent was ready to kill this man. Because 50 But Diddy still tried to treat him like he was a Justin Bieber and tried to take his clothes shopping. You can look all these videos up, and they asked him in front of on live radio, why did you try to take 50 Cent shopping? And just listen to his answer. It's okay. So stupid. And he thought he was protected just like Suge Knight. They all thought they're untouchable, but they're seeing now when they're done with you, they're done with you. Just like bad. Hmm. All right, bro.
Later, Randall. Let's go to line two. You're on there. Who's this?
Mr. Pink.
Hey, Mr. Pink. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I wanted to add to the conversation, man. I wanted to talk about the Reformation.
Okay.
I'm just playing, man. That's for another day. But I want to apologize to the people out there that heard me say I'm not canceling Diddy. I knew he was a nasty dude, and we all knew. Because, like, people that went to college, we know about those college parties, right. You know? But, you know, it was real quiet. Like, you know, during Kavanaugh's, you know, I heard the Politano talk about he shouldn't have went through that. But we were real quiet, but we all knew what was going on. Same thing with Diddy. He beat up some rappers. I think he even slapped Drake.
Well, I guess there's nasty and then there's nasty. And if you're the ringleader, so to speak,
he was the ringleader. He's a billionaire, you know. But I think we all know when people are doing wrong, we all just need to start saying something, or we get what we get, you know. But yeah, I wanted to put that out there because I thought like a lot of people was getting canceled. It was like, oh man, this cancel thing is real, man. I might be Nick, you know? So I was like, okay, let's dial it back a little bit, you know? We don't want our heroes to get canceled, but yeah, man, it's a lot of nastiness going on out there, man. But Diddy's a bad guy, and I don't support him. I always thought his music was mid, but I was just on the thing like, you know, let's not cancel everybody, you know? Because like we just throwing out, you know, like Trump. He hasn't been convicted of anything, you know? But we're not going to treat him like we're treating Diddy right now, are we? So,
right. Well, and we'll see where it goes, too. Again, Diddy has not been arrested. The diddler is not being directly accused by authorities just yet. But the raid is a pretty serious move, so we'll see.
Yes, well, Randall got it right. When they're done with you, they throw you away. So that's it.
Well, appreciate it, Mr. Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to line four. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, very quickly, this is East.
Hey.
I just want to be the first to say, Diddy did not kill himself. I'm sorry, I know this, I'm being a bit sardonic, but, you know, this kind of stuff, I mean, there are people who have really done bad things, and it may bear out, man. If this cat's doing human trafficking and stuff like that, I hope that he does time. But look, I don't know, man, this canceling stuff. When they're going to come after Eve, when they're going to come after Joey, or God forbid, even Eddie.
Keep in mind that I literally a show that I do can literally be canceled. So, and that's part of the gig. And it's one thing if you get fired. It's another thing if you get arrested for human trafficking. So there's different levels, right, let's say, of cancellation. Now, some people who don't deserve it are completely ruined. And that's always unfortunate. But I don't know. I think this is the way of the world, honestly. That people are going to have their opinions. The mob's going to say what they want and go where they want. And it ain't always just.
That's right. That's right. Hey, great show, man. We'll talk to you.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. If you want to get it on the program, that's 334-272-9228.
The deviance is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And they're at the Goodson Group. Bo and his team are ready to help you whether you're looking to buy or sell a home here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas. Bo has been working in the River Region real estate market for over four decades, 40 plus years there working in this area. So he's seen it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And he, not only can Bo and the team there, the Goodson Group, help you with buying or selling property, they have fantastic management services available should you want to rent out your home, a rental investment, or converting your current home, regular residence, into a rental is a great idea in this market. But it can be a pain in the butt to manage yourself. Why not, for a reasonable fee, have the Goodson Group do that for you? And then the crown jewel there at the Goodson Group is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed real estate programs here in the great state of Alabama because, well, folks have gone on to great success. Like I said, Bo's seen it all. The good, the bad, and the ugly, he can teach it to you direct. So when you hit the ground running, whether you're a fully licensed realtor or just a more knowledgeable private player, well, you can thank the Goodson Group for teaching you up in that way. You can always check them out online at thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views in the afternoon. Again, we're also continuing to live stream the show at the Joey Clark on X. Appreciate everybody watching there on X at the moment, or Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Be sure to like and subscribe. Putting out a lot of shorts. We're cutting big interviews that we do. And you can always go back and watch the live stream, scrub through commercials, and get to exactly where you want to be. Or if you miss the show, you can always listen to the whole thing later. Now, just looking at images again here of this bridge, the Francis Scott Key bridge disaster, it's absolutely devastating. Absolutely devastating. And for those of you who didn't see the video, it was caught on video, and there's some aids to help explain exactly what you're seeing because it's a little dark. But this is the aftermath, where it essentially crashed this massive cargo ship. You see those are shipping containers right there. It essentially crashed right into a support pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And disaster is the only word for what occurred there. Of course, there is going to be more updates, fallout, I'd imagine. We don't know the exact death toll yet, even though this happened hours ago. But what a shame to see something like that. Apparently, there were heroes who were able to stop a lot of vehicles from hopping on the bridge and saved a lot of lives by doing that. A few vehicles did go into the drink. And again, the actual death toll is not exactly clear. But we shall see. We shall see before too long here. And you got to wonder about American infrastructure in general. Now, this seems like a genuine accident leading to disaster. Something malfunctioned on that vessel, on that ship, where the power just went out and they had no way of steering this thing. I believe they did call in a mayday to folks on the ground. But you can't have this. If America is going to continue to be a world leader into the 21st century, this sort of stuff is happening way too often all around this country. And that's in spite of all the money that has been spent over all the years. Apparently, it hasn't been enough. And yet, we continue to be sinking further and further into debt as the interest payment, just the interest debt service payment alone, is starting to eat up more and more of the federal budget. I'm sorry, but something very soon has to give. But we shall see when that happens. I'm not holding my breath waiting for that to happen, as we saw with that recent massive budget passing again. It's, you know, to keep the government open, and even I think some of the folks who voted for it would say this is not the way the process should be done. I'm thinking of, say, Senator Britt there. But it's, when are we going to get a better process? When are we actually going to tighten our belts and get our house in order? Because right now it seems the house is falling apart. And it's worse than falling apart. There are light switches that don't even turn on lights. So you're like, what is this even doing here? The bulb's not out. Like, the living room switch turns on the garbage disposal. Like, there's so much that has been built and added on to the house that is America that it's not only falling over, you don't even know why certain things are there or why these little compartments and secret passages. It's just a mess. What a mess. Now, I saw Scott Beeson and Sky talking about this, but I don't know if y'all noticed. James Carville might have, well, called out the Democratic Party in the exact right way. James Carville, Democratic strategist, says Democrats are losing support because of, quote, preachy females controlling the party. Well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Do you mind if they have some consideration? I believe is the quote from Carville. Preachy females. Man, I want to get like Carville and Jim Cornette in the same room. Let them just talk about it. I think they agree on politics. So, but Carville, who's now 79, said he suspects the issue with Joe Biden's polling numbers is that too many preachy females are controlling the Democrat Party. In an interview with the New York Times, Carville referred to the culture of the Democratic Party as, don't drink beer, don't watch football, don't eat hamburgers. This is not good for you. The message is too feminine. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You've got to eat your peas. If you listen to Democratic elites, NPR is my go-to place for that. The whole talk about how women and women of color are going to decide this election, I'm like, well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Do you mind if we have some consideration? When discussing the president's poll numbers, Carville said, looking at them, this is like walking in on your grandma naked. You can't get the image out of your head. Wow. Well, I don't want to see Grandma or James Carville. You shouldn't be talking about people being naked, man. Like, I feel like he just hisses when he gets hungry.